AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Georgia judge has declared seven new election rules recently passed by the state election board unconstitutional and void. One required ballots be hand-counted after the close of polls. Meantime, early in-person voting has begun in Georgia, something Donald Trump took note of in Atlanta last night.
So if you have a ballot, return it immediately. If not, go tomorrow as soon as you can. Go to the polls and vote. Then, for the next 21 days, get everyone you know to get out and vote. We don't want to take a chance. We can't lose this country.
More than 10% of expected ballots already cast. A combative interview for Kamala Harris on Fox News' special report with Brett Baer.
You and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy.
Amazon and Google investing in the next generation of nuclear reactors, both seeking new sources of carbon-free electricity to meet increasing demand from data centers and artificial intelligence. And Lisa Dwyer on a case involving the defense contractor, formerly known as Raytheon.
RTX Corporation has agreed to pay $950 million to resolve allegations that it defrauded the government and paid bribes to a high-ranking Qatari military official from 2012 to 2016. The amount includes a $428 million settlement for lying to the government about its labor and material costs to justify costlier no-bid contracts in order to drive the company's profits higher. The company was also accused of double-billing the government on a weapons maintenance contract. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel conducted airstrikes across Lebanon, killing at least 27, and Ukraine's president outlined his victory plan, calling for an immediate invitation to join NATO and Western permission to strike deeper inside Russia. This is AP News. An exhibit on Anne Frank.
In 1942, Anne Frank, a 13-year-old Jewish girl, and her family went into hiding from Nazi occupiers in the annex of a home in Amsterdam. They and another family stayed there until they were discovered in 1944. Now an exact replica of the annex is being built in the Netherlands. It'll be shipped to New York, where it will be on display at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan.
Visitors will learn about Anne, not just as a victim.
Ronald Leopold, director of the Anne Frank House.
As a symbol of resilience and of strength.
And on display will be photos, albums, and one of the yellow stars the Nazis ordered Jews to wear.
With devastating anti-Semitism and other forms of group hatred on the rise in the US, but also across the world, we feel it's our responsibility as Anne Frank House has never been greater.
I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.